Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Thursday night, it's the Giants and Bears in Chicago. We're going to talk about it. As always, the Senior VP of Communications. By my side, my co-host, Pat Hanlon. You shaved this week.
Just a different set, too, isn't it?
It is.
I did. Clean shaven, fresh start, Mr. Prop Man.
Yeah. Fooch
here we
is
go.
Here.
Where's the scotch tape?
I'm back. I'm back to raise awareness. Because we got a problem. This is on the ground, and this I'm tired of seeing. I'm tired of seeing 12 of these in the air. It's over now. Your coach, your team, no more ball on the ground, ball in the other uniform, and 12 flags. It's unacceptable, Mr. Hanlon. You can't win in this league if you keep getting bad penalties and turning the ball over. You'd think somebody would figure it out by now. It's been 5 weeks.
Pink last week.
That was one thing.
Fortunately, Thursday night, the league is going back to the yellow flag.
This is a Party City promo.
It is.
That's where you got them from,
it
right?
Is.
Say yes. Wrong.
Bob Glauber of Newsday, who covers the NFL with a little bit more sane twist, joins us as well. How do you beat that?
I don't have to say anything and I'll look good on this show. Hi, Pooch.
How you doing?
Hey, throw.
You want a flag?
No, I want the ball.
No. It's dangerous when this ball's in the air. It's not leaving my side. High and tight, security. It's not going anywhere.
Okay. They have medication for this, Fooch.
I wish that I had a rebuttal for what he just said. He's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So
we have 20 turnovers, and every time we turn around, we're committing a penalty.
And it's coming back.
That's right.
It's a mess, and it doesn't help that the other team...
These guys have been taking acting classes.
That the other team in this town is doing pretty well. X got to hurt.
Wait, time out.
Okay, can't mention that. I'm fired.
No, you're not fired. You can't. Listen, yeah, we can sit here and have a show like that, but that's what's happening there has nothing to do with us.
Well, it hurts. It hurts worse.
No, it doesn't. For you, for who? No, it doesn't.
It hurts worse because... This organization's won 2 Super Bowls. It hurts because this team is playing its worst football since 1979.
That's right.
It doesn't matter about the team. We don't need to draw comparisons.
And
I don't want to defend these guys, but what I'm trying to say is they got a high standard around here. And yes. this 31 points a game is not that standard.
Oh, Fooch, I agree with you. It's a mess.
Nothing about anybody
it's a
else.
Mess like I've never seen it before. I've been covered since 1985. Have never seen anything like this. Even in the strike year, it's 0-5, but it's 3 strike games that, you know, get it to 0-5. Well, it's really, really bad. And, you know, you go back to last year, some of these defensive routes, and it's carried on. It's epically bad. Yeah.
Go there, Pat.
Listen, I wish I could say, yeah, it's a mess, right? But it's a relatively simple mess to clean up because what this knucklehead just described is fixable. It's correctable. You hold on to it, you take care of that football, and you eliminate these. And I'm going to tell you what. You do those 2 things, and you give yourself a much better chance to win again.
Absolutely. Duh.
But as long as we're drawing comparisons, all you have to do is look at the Jets game on Monday night in Atlanta, and that is exactly what they did. Yeah. They played a spectacular game. The rookie quarterback didn't turn the ball over, and they cut down on the penalties that, had been plaguing them.
If you're going to make a comparison, and I don't want to make a comparison, it comes down to one thing. You got to be strong up front. Right now, your defensive line and your offensive line, you're not strong in the trenches. Okay? You can't get to the quarterback, only 5 sacks, and you can't stop people from getting to your quarterback. That is the problem with this football team.
All right, we're going to talk about maybe how some of these problems can get fixed as we return to Giants Online after this.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, now we go to the social media.
Oh,
Lovely.
Listen, why would this 15 minutes be any different than the rest of my week? Okay, go
ahead. All right, so our first question comes from at the C-Notes. With the offense having been together for a number of years, why the constant miscommunications?
I think there's a bunch of things going on. The offensive line is banged up. The protection is not there. Reuben Randall's still getting used to being a vital part of this offense, and he's making some mistakes. Hakeem Nicks is making some mistakes. Eli Manning is making mistakes. There's no running game. Let's see. There's a breath.
And every now there's a flash of a tight end. Exactly.
Right. And Myers is not Martellus Bennett. Martellus Bennett. That's an underrated loss that we don't talk about enough.
I also would disagree with the premise that the offense has been together for a number of years. There's a lot of new parts backfield with this. Yeah.
Okay, but let me ask you this: like with some of these pass plays where Eli's going back to throw and then he's throwing the out and the receiver is running a go or something like that, that's a little disconcerting, because even though Randall's only a second-year player, as an example, Nicks has been here for a while, you would think with all the off-season work and stuff like that, that some of that stuff wouldn't happen.
Well, look, again, there wasn't all of that off-season work when you talk about the fact that Victor wasn't around.
Right, but Randall was.
And Randall was, right. Yes,
Randall
he was
the guy.
In fact, he got the bulk of the work, and coming out of the spring, he was getting the raves because he really improved.
In fairness to Randall, now, he had a rough start on Sunday, came on. He had a nice bounce back. He's got to be the guy to step up. He's got to be a guy to step up, no question. But, you know, you talk about two starting offensive linemen gone, you know, mix and match on this offensive line.
One rookie at the tackle spot. That's three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I think the other thing that you have to look at, honestly, is I don't think the tight ends have held up. Everyone focuses on the offensive line.
Can't block.
But they haven't held up their end of the bargain as far as the run game is concerned, especially as far as blocking.
Right. Yeah. Got to secure the edge.
Myers is not a very good blocker.
We knew
Martellus
that.
Bennett. He was a tremendous blocker.
But Bob, he got a Brinks truck. So
I get it. Okay. I get it.
No, it's a loss.
I understand.
But you couldn't pay him.
You got to make decisions and you got to make choices.
Right. All right, so the next question. At Rico_Dolor.
Rico.
Do you believe at 0-5 and only two games out in the division, there's time to turn the season around?
I believe that there is time still because the division is so bad. I think this team, I cannot look at this football team and say it's a bad football team. I think it's a talented football team that's not playing well. Now, look, I understand they're average at the linebacker position. They're average at the O-line position. But I still think there's enough talent on this football team to turn something around.
Fooch, it's a bad team right now. It's a bad team. They're 0-5. You are what you are. And you are what your record says you are. It's a bad football team. Yes, there is some talent. There's quite a bit of talent on this team.
Well, then it's not a bad football team. What it is a team that is playing poorly and is 0-5 and has earned the 0-5 record. And it's ludicrous to think that five games in to a 16-game season that it can't get turned around, that it won't get turned around.
Look,
There are two games out, five
games
out.
Forget about two. Nobody. Wait a minute. Your team is talking about it last week. Hey, if we beat the Eagles, the team is getting asked about it. Here's the focus of the team. The focus of the team is Thursday night and winning the first game of the season.
Fine.
And all this other crap is just that, crap.
When Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning say, hey, if we beat the Eagles and Denver
you're going a week back, all right? We're 0-5. Come on, get up with the times.
I get it.
We were 0-4 then.
What do you want them to say?
Okay.
If we don't,
it's fine. It's fine. It's the truth.
None of it matters, though.
It doesn't matter.
If you don't go win a game, it doesn't matter.
Isn't it really some things are unexplainable? A ball goes right between, you know, McBride's hands that he should have intercepted. I mean, you look at the ball going down at the 1 yard line, it should be stopped there.
McBride again.
You look at Jacobs, doesn't even get touched, and the ball bounces free. I mean, there are some things that you scratch your head and you go, I mean, this team is really shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a timeout. Okay. When we come back, more of this spirited discussion as we continue with Giants Online on Giants.com.
MSG has the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. All right, I got another Twitter question.
Nice.
At HMeltzer619 asks, why do we break the huddle with only 10 seconds on the play clock so often? First of all, that's not a fact. Usually there's about 17.
The thing that has always driven me crazy through years is that Eli, it's going three, it's going two, it's going one, and he's but that's Eli trying to get the advantage of the defense. So
exactly.
You gotta live with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, he's typically right. And he doesn't get many delay of game penalties. So you know, occasionally.
Eli is a perfectionist, right? And so when he calls for that ball to be snapped, he wants to make sure that he sees and everybody on his offense sees exactly what he sees.
And your perfectionist better decide, I understand he's trying to win football games. I understand there's a lot of pressure on him. I understand he's trying to put this team on his back and win games. He's got to take a step back and understand that this thing is precious.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though.
Ball is precious.
Of course it's precious.
Bob.
But let me ask you this. We talk about they haven't been able to protect the quarterback on a consistent basis. So what did everybody say? Get the ball out of Eli's hands quicker. Get the ball out of his hands quicker like other teams are doing against the Giants. So you call a three-step drop and a slant, and your wide receiver stops. The ball's not on a string. Mm-hmm. He's throwing it to a spot. He can't pull it back. It's not all him.
But I will say this. He doesn't like to take sacks, which I understand. He's going to have to take some now.
Here's the dynamic here. Fooch, you got to concentrate here. Allow me. This is a little deep.
Go ahead.
Just give me a minute.
Go ahead.
Eli Manning has won two Super Bowls with some amazing throws in his career. Okay? He's now at a point where he knows he's got to make these very difficult throws, very high degree of difficulty. He has made them before. He knows he's got to try to win games. He knows he's got to throw very tight passes. And he's willing to do it. He's got that gunslinger mentality. Now you're saying dial it back like a rookie. Like remember when Sanchez, they had that color-coded system. Don't throw that interception. Don't be mindful of that. That's a very difficult thing to navigate.
But let me
very
ask you
difficult.
This, too. They dialed up two deep balls to Reuben Randall that he dropped. Right. There was one that Cruz could have caught. There was one that Nix could have caught. That were balls that weren't caught. Even the slant, the first play of the game, was a ball that potentially could have been caught. They ran a screen, and they had it set up perfectly. They had it a couple weeks ago. Darrell Scott dropped one.
Right.
Then they had one that hit Brandon Jacobs in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is he supposed to do?
I know.
Listen, he has taken his share of the blame. The pass late in the first half against Denver. Did he make a great decision on that first interception? Should have taken the sack. But it's a team game.
No doubt.
What is he supposed to do?
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, with the lack of a running game now, I just think if it's not there or you think you're taking a chance, go down. Because you're going to hurt this team on defense because they're not good enough to stop the team once they get the ball in good field position.
All right.
This is not the Bears or the Giants of 85 and 86.
We're out of time. Prediction.
I've been picking them all year, so I'm not going to stop now.
All right? Maybe you should pick against them.
I'm going to continue to pick this team. I didn't pick them in week one. I am going to continue. You're right. I am going to continue to pick this team until these things stop, until I stop seeing these on the ground.
Color coded.
I'm going with the Giants in an upset 2017 in Chicago.
Color coded.
All right, Bob.
I would love to agree with you just for the Giants' sake. Switch it up, but I can't. This team is not giving me any reason to pick them, Bob. And 28-21, and if it's close in the second half, that's great, and it should be close in this. They've kept these games close in the third quarter, and then the roof falls in that way.
Fourth quarter.
I just can't see them giving me any reason to pick for them.
If they win, will you bring the goatee back?
It's going to start growing as soon as the lights go off here.
Okay. All right. That wraps it up.
And
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I can't take 11 more weeks of this conversation, so please.
No, you look like Drew Carey in those glasses.
That wraps it up for this week's edition of Giants Online. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week here on Giants.com.